on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 16th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Isaiah. How you doing, Isaiah?
You know, Taryn, you know, I had a good day. I was having a good morning. And then, you know, the cards that I ordered this morning, I found them ripped up. I don't know if you had anything to do with
who would have done that. Certainly not. I did it.
You know, that just wasn't a good move, man. But no, I'm having a good morning. How about you, Taryn?
I'm doing well. We are here, of course, to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. It was day 21 in the house. And, you know, it's yet again, you know, not a lot to update you on. This will be somewhat quicker, but there are some things that you may be interested to know. From the day. First of all, if you have not checked in with the roundtable last night, and the last update you've heard was from yesterday morning, that at that time, Todd had mentioned the possibility of putting Cynthia on the block next to Carson. That plan changed at the beginning of the day yesterday. Todd went to Todrick and Lamar with a new plan. He had the idea that if he uses a pawn against Carson, then he can maybe convince Carson to not use the veto by threatening that he will replace Carson with Cynthia. So the plan would be that Carson goes up next to, say, Lamar. Carson wins the veto. Todd then goes to Carson and says, hey, Carson, if you use the veto, I'm going to replace you with Cynthia and we'll send Cynthia out. So don't use the veto. Be the hero and save her with the veto by not using the veto on yourself. So weirdly, even though this is a wild plan, it might actually work just because, you know, it's Carson and it's the Celebrity Big Brother house. But the thing about this is that if they were on the block together, Carson could literally use the veto to save Cynthia instead of himself, which he has mentioned as a possibility before. So it's not super necessary, but maybe psychologically there's just something about not using it versus use. I don't know, but this is the plan now.
Look, this is Celebrity Big Brother. It's not really where I'm going to when I'm looking for a concrete strategy. This is probably one of the few instances where we've gotten like a strategy talk, outside of like a Todrick or something for a little bit. So I'm here for the ride, Taryn. I don't know about you. I don't expect anything crazy to really come out of this, but like, look, if something happens, something happens. We'll call Todd a mastermind, but, we'll see.
We will see. Todd is not super down for the plan initially. He's like, I don't know about using a pawn. That seems sketchy to me. I certainly wouldn't want to be on the block. I feel like that would just not be a good idea. And Todd's like, oh no, not you. It would be Lamar. And he's like, oh, well, yeah. I mean, in that case, it's a win-win. Sounds like a great plan, actually. We could definitely put Lamar up there. And Lamar is like, yeah, I don't know. I'm cool with it. Cause if I go home, that's fine with me. You know, I've done what I needed to do here. It's a win-win. The plan is locked in. It's going to be Lamar up there. He's fine with being up there. And then later they have to, explain to him the veto again, and how it works. And they implore him to, if he does win it, to not use it so that they can just vote Carson out, over him.
Yeah, I think Lamar's honestly just like he doesn't care if he's here really, and I'm sure we're gonna go through his shenanigans that he's had today. But yeah, I mean he's just chilling. He's like, if you send me home, cool. If you don't, you don't. And I mean, Todd was actually like that a couple weeks ago too when he got put on the block. He was like, do what you got to do, you know. So Not a lot of these celebrities really care if they're here or not. Long term, that's what it seems, at least.
Yeah, yeah. That's the celebrities for you. well, I called this a Lamar live feed update because really the only thing interesting in the game had to do with him yesterday. There was a big conversation that made the rounds on social media between Todrick and Lamar. There were many conversations between Todrick and Lamar, but this was one of the bigger ones. Where Lamar was talking about why it was difficult for him to make the decision between Misha and Shayna. He was talking about like Shayna is such, Shayna is not as big of a competition threat as Misha. Misha's such a beast. And Todrick says, I know, but in 2022, do you really want to help some blonde white girl get to the end? And Lamar's like, what? The color of her skin doesn't matter. And Todrick was like, well, it's not about that though. And he's like, so then why'd you bring it up? And he's like, I'm just saying like, and Lamar says, what's the difference if they're both white? And Todrick's like, well, Misha's also white. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, if somebody is hardworking and not manipulative and has gotten to where they've got, and Lamar's like, I don't really know either of them. Like, this is my first time meeting them. I don't know how Misha lives her life away from being a competitor. And like I said, I wanted to compete against the person that was less competition.
Look, I think Lamar is feeling how everyone else watching the show feels. And he's just like the only person is actually willing to tell him to his face. I think Lamar is just getting tired of Todrick. And I almost feel like I'm watching like a Twitter or a Facebook person on the show, actually, because I think since he's tethered to this man, I think he's just forced to say a lot of things, which is why he just doesn't care how he feels. I mean, I'm like, you know, he brought up the Broadway thing and all this stuff. He just doesn't really care about Todrick. And I think he's just tired of him. So he's just letting him know how he feels.
Yeah, it's definitely there's tension there, and not just on the tether. So he also says something that I liked, Lamar. He said, "Look, in this competition," I said this to them too. In this competition, there's one, and that's me. As long as everybody leaves here healthy and they play the game, I could really care less. Because if I don't win, then I lose. That's how I grew up. And so I was just like, I don't feel that way.
Look, they're here for a check, man. Like, I don't know how much you can dissect this at that point.
But and I get that this applies to how Lamar looks at the game and that he doesn't really care to be there as much. But I think it also like this is playing the game with integrity, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. This is what it means to play the game with integrity. That you understand, I am myself in this competition. I am here on my own to play a game. And I'm not going to take anything too personally because we're all here to play the game. Mm-hmm. And it's not about honesty and integrity. We're just here to play. And I'm going to get out my biggest competition because that's what's best for my game. And as long as everyone's happy and healthy coming out of this, then I could care less. Like, doesn't have to be any deeper than that.
I think the people, and this applies to Real Big Brother too, who actually play with real integrity, they don't really have to say it. I think they just do it. And usually it doesn't come off as fake when you have to constantly say, I'm playing with integrity. We're the good guys. We have to do da da da. Sometimes you just got to just, real people move in silence. So just do it. You know, I think that's why a lot of people gravitate towards Lamar, even if he isn't playing like the best game. I think that they just respect Lamar.
Yeah, definitely. So Todd is going to talk to Misha about his plan. They talk through strategies for how to talk to Carson and Cynthia. And then he eventually does go and talk to Carson. He lets Carson know what's happening. The feeds are cut for most of this conversation. It's a pretty short one. And Carson basically just thanks him for letting him know that he's going to go on the block and he'll have a chance to compete in the veto. And then Todd goes out into the kitchen. He's like, we have to win the veto. It's all pretty straightforward there. Carson is going to talk to Cynthia afterward, and they're pretty happy with the nominee. They don't understand it. Throughout the day, Carson is going to be like, I don't get why they didn't put both of us up. It just, there's got to be some kind of strategy to it, but I just don't see it. It just feels like it's good for us, because this means, and they eventually realize this, wait a minute, Cynthia, you used the veto. Or I think it might have been Cynthia's. If I win the veto and I use it, then we'll both be safe. Ah, this is amazing.
Wow. But this is what Big Brother is, Aaron. Yeah, I don't know. Like, what week are we in right now currently?
It's day 21, so we're three weeks in.
And you guys are still trying to figure out how to like use a veto. Like is that not alarming to anybody? I don't know. Look, they're taking baby steps. They're learning the game at a slower pace. But look, I don't know if Cynthia can win a challenge right now. She doesn't seem to be performing the best of them. But I mean, more power to her. Mm-hmm.
He also does say to her. He says, "I would rather go home before you." And she says, "Same." But again, it does sort of imply that this could, in a weird way, work, but it probably could have worked even if they were both on the block. But either way, if Carson does win this veto, I don't think there's a zero chance at all. I think there's a decent chance that he decides not to use it if the threat is Cynthia will go home in your place. So we'll see about that. If you're wondering, like, if Carson and Cynthia are because I think what I would immediately wonder is why don't Carson and Cynthia assume that with Lamar on the block, their new final four mates, Todrick and Misha, would vote out Lamar instead of them if they are so, why wouldn't they assume it? Why wouldn't they go to Todrick and Misha to see like, hey, you're going to vote to keep us, right? Because that was the whole thing. The answer to that is no. The assumption was that Todrick and Misha, the first thing he said to Cynthia was, so I'm assuming what will happen is Todrick and Misha will vote me out and you'll vote Lamar out and then I'll be gone. And then Cynthia was like, yep. And that was about the extent of that.
Look, I don't know where their train of thought is, because I mean, a regular person would think after getting nominated by Misha that that's the person that you got to go for, but they sent Shayna home last week. So I don't know why they're in this like, all right, we're just going to let the cards fall to wherever they fall kind of state right now, because it I don't know if they're really thinking with common sense, because they're definitely going to get backdoored and blindsided here. So I don't know why they trust Misha and Todrick so much, but they do.
Well, that's the, like, they don't trust them, but they did trust them, but they didn't trust them, but they trusted to not trust them, I guess, is the thing. I don't know what it is, but they're pretty much just assuming that it's not going to happen for them. That's how they're playing the game. That's where we are.
Look, they're here. They're having a good time. That's all that matters.
All right. Well, the big Lamar and Todrick that's about the extent of the strategy for the day, by the way. If you're here for strategy, that's the update, is that Carson and Lamar are nominated and that's all the plans for the day, and that's it. There's no more strategy. The rest of this is Lamar and Todrick interactions, and then a little bit more of Todrick. This was another big thing that made the rounds here. We opened with it a little bit here. Todrick ordered some more cards. I think he wanted cards that had not been touched by Shayna, I think was perhaps the reason. So he ordered some new cards to play with, and so when he got the cards that arrived, he was tethered to Lamar. Lamar took some and ripped them. just ripped him. And Todrick was pissed. He was like, I can't believe you just did that. And Lamar is kind of just like, I can't believe some of the things y'all were talking about down there. I'm not explaining myself. He's like, you can't explain yourself. And he's like, oh, I could. And Todrick says, I would not have done that. I would not have done something like that to you to rip up something that you had ordered. I would not have thought it was funny. And Lamar's like, oh, I'm sorry you paid so much for your cards.
And I mean, there was a lot more colorful language used there. I mean, but, look, if I'm Lamar, I don't care. I'm just doing whatever I want. Like, this is the level of messiness that people have been asking for. Look, Lamar just doesn't care. He's like, I don't like Todrick. He was like, I remember Todrick was leaving like, I don't know why you would rip up my cards. And I think he jokingly said, what are you going to do about it? Like, they just don't like each other right now. It gets worse like throughout the day, but he just does not care. He doesn't.
This is like two children fighting. Yeah. And you know, they then go to take a nap. Like Todrick lays down and Lamar walks off and then he comes back and Lamar is like, all right, Todrick, put your wristband back on. Todrick, put your wristband on. I'm not going to put it on. Todrick, put your wristband on. They said I didn't have to. Put your wristband on, Todrick. And he's just ignoring him, like laying in the bed. And he's like, and he just kind of like leaves it like prop, like laying on top of Todrick. And then they're just laying there. And Todrick's like, he's taking a nap. And Lamar just starts going, Todd! Todd! Hey, Todd! And like keeps going for, you know, minutes. Yeah. Cynthia eventually comes out. Do you want me to go get him? And he's like, no, I know where he is. Nope. I know what I'm doing. Todd!
This is the type of content CBS paid for. It reminded me of like Brittany and like Brendan when they had to get like handcuffed together all day. Like I love how petty this is.
And he says, I should have ripped all those cards up.
Oh my God. I love it. I love how petty and messy this guy is. He's great.
Yeah. So that's going on. This, as I said, the tension here is building. They finally do get to separate though, later in the day. And they're having dinner and Todrick is gonna brag to the house about, he really got in a good line on Shayna on her way out the door. He said, hey, Shayna, don't be too hard on me. Ooh. And they later explain, that this is a line from a story that she told. I don't know what the story was, but that a guy had told her, don't be too hard on me. It was one of her worst memories in her life. And Carson was just like, I can't believe you had that ready to go. And Todrick was like, yeah, it just must have been my subconscious, you know, like it just came to me in the moment. And I just was like, boom, I was just ready with it. And it just came to me, you know? So, I was just like, oh, don't be too hard on me. Ooh.
He's a tool, man. Like, oh no, he has such a big head, man. Like, I don't know.
He finally gets to talk to me. She's like, I missed you so much. I've been stuck with Lamar all day, and I haven't been able to talk with you. And he says, man, Lamar, he's just got a toxic masculinity problem. He disagrees with everything I say.
Hello? No. Like, if you don't get out of here, look, you know what? Continue on before I have to say what I have to say. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, that's all. That's what I got. I mean, this guy, I can't.
You know those cartoons that like would have like the celebrities that are like, oh, I need like a cappuccino. Did it like this is the type of celebrity that I'm getting from like Todrick. is so annoying to me. I'm a rant for a little bit. He's a very annoying individual. Like, he thinks he's like the biggest like celebrity in the world. Like, I remember he said something like, "I need to stop taking these small time gigs." Yep. You know, the dance show or whatever he was talking about. He was like, you know, they offer me like six figures, but like, I got to pay my house mortgage. I'm like, if you don't get out of here, like, who are you? I know you from like the T-Mobile, like TikTok commercials. Like, that's who I remember you from in American Idol. So I'm just like, are you really like that big of a deal, Todrick? Like that, like you think like you're just like this, that guy. Like, I don't know. I just had a rant about it for a little bit. I'm going to let you go on, but that's all I had to say. I can't stand
it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not even trying to pile on at this point. It's literally just like there's not really anything else to talk about here. Yeah. And like these are just like the, you know, the lines that stand out. Let me tell you, Twitter, everywhere you go, if you want more Todrick, if you want to be outraged at Todrick, there's plenty of places to go that's just filled to the brim with the things that he's saying. Oh, yeah. That's not really what the update is for. No. But because of that, that's about all I got for you. There's not much else to talk about other than that. So, you know, for better or worse, I think we're gonna stop there. Was there anything else that you wanted to bring up, Isaiah?
I don't want to drag him for like a whole 20 minutes. So no, that's about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Basically what we're watching for here is that, we should get a veto at some point, and then get some results there. And you know, it's looking like, Carson is probably going home. If Carson doesn't win this veto, then he's okay. The only way Carson really stays safe, that is like guaranteed safe at this point, is probably if Cynthia wins the veto, because then Cynthia would use the veto on Carson. They're both safe, and then Lamar would go home. If Carson wins the veto, I do genuinely think there's a decent chance he doesn't use it now. I think what will happen is he'll win it. Todd will go to him, say, if you use it, Cynthia leaves. And he'll be like, okay, Cynthia, I'm not using it. I want you to stay. And then Cynthia will be like, no, 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 you have to use it. And she'll probably say, you have a better chance of winning this thing than me. You're winning competitions. Since that's kind of logic is not exactly either of their strong suits. But I would have to assume it would come up. And then he might be like, no, I have to use it on you. And she'll be like, no, you have to use it on yourself. And then maybe eventually he uses it on himself. I feel like that's usually the way that goes. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely a chance he doesn't. And if he doesn't, obviously he's out. If he does, Cynthia probably does go up, but then it is kind of like, do they actually go through with voting Cynthia out? She's kind of such a non-threat at that point that maybe at that point, Todrick, who is quite fed up with Lamar, decides Lamar should be the one to go. So who knows? But those are the only two anywhere interesting veto results is Carson or Cynthia. Yeah. Anybody else winning would just keep it the same. And then maybe still, they would consider taking out Lamar over Carson if he continues to piss off Todrick and makes it clear that he's coming for Todrick. Mm-hmm. And they feel like Carson would go after Todd or something, but that's about where we are here.
Yeah, I mean where does this whole Carson taking out Shayna instead of those two sit with you with like some of the worst moves?
I mean, it's definitely up there. I mean, it's in terms of worst moves of all time, it is in the pantheon. Yeah. Granted, celebrity version, right? So it's like you got the grading curve. You know, it curves the bad stuff up and it curves the good stuff down. Mm-hmm. Or I guess it curves everything up, including this. So it's like the expectations are lower, but it's definitely all time bad move for sure. We did get, I think just as we went live, I saw Mike post his interview with Shayna. Oh. And obviously I was not able to read the whole thing here, but I skipped down to the bottom to see what she's saying about people. And it does seem like a day later, she still has not heard about what Todd is saying about her. As she said, Todd, he's just a great guy. He acts like he doesn't care, but he does. He's gaming. He knows what he's doing. He wants to be there. He's winning over the hearts of people in the house. I feel like he's playing an honest, good game. Something that Todd said yesterday was, I don't have the exact quote, so I don't want to really like screw this up, but, cause I didn't think it would be that relevant because I've already talked about this, but, he said something along the lines of like, Shayna, said she, she said she really liked me. Like, I could see myself going out with Shayna. Not, come on, like the way she dresses.
She gonna get caught up. Someone's gonna.
I would never get caught. Well, I would never get caught with her.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Todd's just there. But yeah, I don't. She'll find out at some point. Someone's gonna let her know.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see about that. But that's about what we've got. It's about what we've got here for the day. I'll be live later tonight during the episode to watch with all of you live. Should be a good time. Make sure you tune in. And then after the episode, we will have a recap for you. So tune in for that. Of course, tomorrow morning, I will update you on everything that happens today on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. We will probably have some veto results by then some update on what will happen there. Friday, we'll have an eviction, 2-hour eviction. So make sure you tune in for that. So find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, or over on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. Isaiah, where can people find you?
Find me on all socials, Twitter, Instagram, all that @8BobBangers, literally the number 8, and then Bob Bangers. And you can find me podcasting over here sometimes about music on Oxford Approved. So if you ever want to hear me talk about my music opinions or listen to any album reviews, that's already over there. You can check that out, as well as listen to me on Silent Podcast, where I just talk about animation, reality TV, and all the other fun stuff. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.